Now, here's host Mitch Hank on News Radio 1310 WIBA.
We are back, and I'm so happy to have in the studio a special guest that I've been hoping to have for a long, long time. He went on to renown and was a respectable member of the community after his youth. A couple of summers that will go down in infamy, and still logged in the archives of local newspaper lore. Ken Kissinger joins us. Ken Kissinger, known for the Chicken Phantom Caper all those years ago. Hello, Ken. First of all, thanks for coming to the studio.
Hi, Mitch.
It's great to finally do this. You captivated me with this story once, and for a long time we said we're going to go on the show. And, of course, we should say the statute of limitations is long past. When did that happen, by the way? I'm sure you were keeping track.
No, I really didn't. I really didn't keep track of that. It was kind of out of my memory until you and I had a few drinks, and I reminisced with you, and
sure.
You wanted to get me on the show. By the way, don't call me Toodles either.
I won't do that. Okay, Poopski. Anyway, 1960, you were a graduate of West High School. Interestingly enough, 3 years before our current governor graduated from West High School. I don't know if you ever crossed paths with him, but I can guarantee he wasn't out with you on these capers.
I think that's safe to say.
He was probably reading something. 1966, graduate of UW-Madison, and then, of course, grad school in 71 from Madison, went on to become a renowned personnel director at the University Hospital, right? And then, of course, labor relations.
More like infamous.
And engaged in labor relations at the Department of Corrections for about 7 years. But back when you were a youth, back when you were 19 and 20, this would be the summer of 1960 and 61, correct?
That's correct.
You and how many friends?
Anywhere from probably 8 to 10 different friends were involved in the Chicken Capers.
At one time.
Usually one other friend and I on almost, we were constants, more or less. But we'd bring in others, and so there we spread the wealth as far as chicken stealing.
Now, tell us what you would do, and this chicken coop in question was located where the current Babe's Bar and Grill is, by Whitney Way and the Beltline, correct?
That's correct, yes.
So, you and your buddies would go into this chicken coop and do what?
Well, we'd go into the chicken coop. Usually, I was the driver. I had an aversion to chickens, didn't like to touch chickens, didn't want to get chicken grommet on me in any way. So I never really touched the chickens.
Whose idea?
I had my henchmen.
Whose idea was this to do this?
Well, usually it was my idea.
Okay.
Or one of my friend's ideas.
Okay.
And our motivation was, you know, clearly, you know, we'd run out, we were bored, usually a Friday, Thursday night. We didn't want to go home and study. We'd had several beers, couldn't find any women that wanted to have anything to do with us, and so it was always, let's get something to eat, or let's do something, another chicken caper, huh?
Okay, so you would go into this chicken coop, and
yes.
You'd steal multiple chickens,
yes.
Or what?
How would you, usually multiple.
How would you climb the fence or cut through or what?
My recollection is there wasn't a fence at all. I could be wrong on that, but the chicken coop was located right near Schrader Road, so it was a very easy theft kind of thing. I hate to say theft, but that's really what,
well, that's what it was, Ken.
I always hoped they had a good home with Tyson, you know, adopted by the Tyson family afterwards. But
okay, so Ken, you would go with your buddies, you'd steal the chicken.
Yes.
And you would do what with that chicken?
Well, we'd then drive around Madison and try and figure out who we wanted to torment that evening. And sometimes it was a celebrity. Sometimes it was a local celebrity. Sometimes it was a friend, somebody that we knew. Sometimes it wasn't.
For instance, you'd gone to a couple of candidates for mayor at that time.
Yes.
Reynolds and Knuckles.
Yes, there was a Henry Reynolds from Reynolds Storage and Transfer and Storage Company. Was a very noted politician at that time, and he was running for re-election. I think that was his first term, and his opposition was Robert Knuckles, and so we put one in Henry's house and one in Knuckles' house, and usually we would, of course, very quiet.
The door was locked, wasn't it?
Well, we'd find a window usually that Jimmy opened, or we'd find some way of getting the chicken in the house, if at all possible.
So what happened after the first success? It almost reminds me of that movie Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio. It just sort of started and then evolved. But yep. So what was your first job?
I don't recall the first job.
But, I mean, this was a notable one. And then, so what happened? I mean,
well, it went on, and it kind of mushroomed. And
it went over weeks at a time?
Oh, weeks, and I think two summers, actually.
Okay, and so then at what point did people start to notice this, and did it get into the paper?
I don't know exactly when it got into the paper. I've actually tried to go to this. I've gone to the Historical Society to try and pinpoint the dates.
But some time passed.
But yeah, the summer of 60 and 61 is when we were most active. I would say after maybe the third, fourth, fifth, sixth
caper,
it started being noticed, and there were police on the
police
case.
Police were on the case.
Police were on the case, and the newspapers were starting to report it. Something like Chicken Phantom strikes again. I didn't get the name Chicken Phantom from a friend. This came from the press.
The press, of
the
course.
The evil press, yes.
the fourth or fifth estate.
Yes.
Which estate you're talking about. But
that's
so,
right.
Ken, you would read about this. This would, of course, buoy you and your friends when you'd read about yourselves, obviously, correct?
Yes, of course.
Would you show the... See, because that's when the police would want you to make a mistake.
No, we really never gloated about it that much. One of my... In fact, I'll tell you, only one of these group of 8 to 10 people ever clipped out the clippings and or cut out the news items, and he has them today, but he's so scared that his name's going to come up that he's now disavowing any knowledge about it. Or
tell him the statute of limitations has long passed.
Well, I want him to lighten up, but he won't. So anyhow, somebody does have a historical record, and of course... There is a historical record at the
museum.
At the museum.